from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. Governor Murphy, appearing on News 12's Ask Governor Murphy program, the last of the year on Thursday, had a simple but blunt message about the ongoing drone mystery.
There is no public threat here, period. I could say that unequivocally.
Murphy says the introduction of cutting-edge drone detection technology has made it clear that these drones are harmless. He adds the FAA banned drones over parts of New Jersey airspace out of an abundance of caution. Though it's been dreary and wet in New Jersey recently, drought concerns are far from over. The latest map keeps much of the Garden State in extreme drought mode.
New Jersey state climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers says the Garden State, particularly in the south, is running on a several-inch rainfall deficit going back to early summer.
We're clearly not out of the woods yet. The good news is it started to precipitate. And we weren't getting any of that for 40 days there.
All of New Jersey has been under the severe or extreme drought designation for weeks. With this week's update, a portion of the northern segment of New Jersey is considered to be in better shape, now under the moderate drought category. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Jersey Native Director Kevin Smith has a new project in the works rooted in his Red Bank comic shop. Variety reports Smith is working with NBC to develop a series starring comic store regulars who solve crimes. Smith will be writer and executive producer for the series. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Some flurries for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A complicated pair of storm systems will produce light rain and snow today, flipping to all snow tonight. In terms of total accumulation potential, 1 to 3 inches for much of North Jersey, about an inch for inland central and south Jersey, and a healthy coating is possible along the coast by morning tomorrow. So any raindrops that are falling will change to all snow between sunset and midnight tonight. Dropping temperatures will fall to around 30. There could be some heavier snow bands through tomorrow, and then snow showers wrap up by mid-morning. We'll see partial sunshine tomorrow. It'll be windy and cold. Temperatures drop into the 20s by the afternoon. Very cold on Sunday. Mostly sunny. Morning lows in the teens. Afternoon highs only mid-20s. Bundle up. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg 30, Princeton 34, Cherry Hill 37. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.